Rosas and Ochoa Rosas on 6th June 2017.
Rumors always tell, always serve the devotees.
Every lecture you can find, always serve the devotee. This is the instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many devotees ask Mahaprabhu, some devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they ask, what I will do when I will go back home to Bengal? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living that time in Puri. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, the Grihastha devotees should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in their house, worship the deity, serve the devotee. Three. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, worship deity in the house, and serve the devotees. Always serve the devotees. It's very important. In this way, one can achieve perfection very easily and go back home back to Godhead. Nothing else. Just chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, serve deity, and because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives instruction to householder devotee, the worship deity, because the brahmachari, vanprasthi and sannyasi, they are not living in home. They are living some ashram, they are living always traveling for preaching. They have no time to worship the deity. And householder devotee, they are always busy for earning money, maintain the family. In this way, not getting enough time to remembering Krishna. And that's why if the householder devotee keeps the deity in their house, then now is the time for offering. Oh, now I'll do Mangalarti. They're always thinking of deity, always thinking of Lord. I have to offer now. I have to dress the deity. I have to do aroti. In this way, always remembering the Krishna's form. In this way, the Lord especially given instruction, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mainly the householder, worship the deity. And serving the Vaishnava, serving the devotees. One time, there are two brothers, just like you have one brother. He is not devotee.
He is not all. I have two brothers for sister.
So there are two brothers. The elder brother is highly educated and he is very much fond of earning money. Always trying to earning money. I will become rich man, I will make building, I will make house, I will make car, process car, I will many projects he has in his plan. Then he always trying to how to earn money. And the younger brother, by the association of devotee, he joined some society, some Hare Krishna society, devotional society. And he always listened Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, from the devotees. One time, the reciter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he explained,
Krishna,
come here, Krishna Jivan, come here, come here, Krishna Jivan. One time, he heard lecture from the Bhagavad reciter. He explained how important is serving the devotee. And he explaining, if you engage your wealth, money, etc. to serve the devotee, it will increase 1,000 times. Just like when you are feeding the devotees, but how much you are expending for feeding the devotees, you will get benefit 1,000 times. And he accepts in his heart, oh, it's nice. He always, whenever he gets money, he always serves the devotee. That younger brother who became devotee. Mataji speak English? Understand? Okay. then okay. Prema, you understand? Your mother will explain later on. You listen carefully, then you can understand. Otherwise, how much you cannot understand, then your mother will explain listen afterwards. Then other brother, he is educated and he want to earn money, then he want to earn more and more money, then he went to foreign country. Just like, you know, third world country people goes to first world country for earning more and more money. That's why elder brother went to foreign country earning money very nicely and he is happy. And after earning money, where he will keep? He is all the money he is sending to his younger brother. But he is a devotee. And when the younger brother gets money, he calls the Vaishnava, he gets fruits from the market, nice things from the market, he cooked himself, offered to the Supremacy of God Krishna, and invite all the devotees, then every day feast. He utilizes his money for serving the devotee. He has get faith, but without serving the devotee, no one can achieve perfection. Well, if someone want to go back home, back to Godhead, first of all, he on must serve the Lord's devotee. It is instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is instruction from Narayan, it is instruction from Mahadev, everybody is telling, you serve devotee. Then, but he is happy, every day is getting feast, every day is whenever he gets money, then he is inviting devotee and he is serving always, and he is happy because he heard from the Bhagavat reciter, if you serve money, then you will achieve perfection. And your money, if you utilize for serving the devotee, it, 1,000 times you will get benefit, you will increase this money. In this way, then when his elder brother is sending money, well, my dear brother, you should keep my money accurately, nicely. When I will come to country, then I will make my house, my property, everything. He is always sending money. And the small brother, who is the devotee, he is thinking, if I keep in the bank, then I will get 7%, 8% interest. But if I use this money, how much he has faith? The sadhu, saintly person's instructions from Bhagavatam. How is that? If I use this money for the service of devotees, then it, I will get benefit 1,000 times. 1,000 times I will get interest. But why I will get 7% interest? If I keep money in bank, then he is okay. Always speak by phone or something. Okay, I am keeping nicely money. And every day when every month his elder brother is sending money and foreign money, he is getting lot of money in third world country. Lot of money. And every day he is happy, every day he is inviting many Vaishnavas. And he purchasing many fruits, flowers, everything, he giving garland, many fruits to offer, many ingredients to cook. Then after cooking he offered to Krishna, then he feed every day. And all the Vaishnavas, they are very satisfied, very pleased with him. Every day bless. Oh, Krishna Mati Rastu. Every day bless the devotees. And he is getting blessing from all the devotees. He is happy. In this way, 3-4 years pass. Whatever money he is sending, he became famous, the serving the devotees. He became famous Vaishnava. Everybody respect him. Oh, he is the famous. Everybody, every day, he is serving Vaishnava. How famous he is. All the Vaishnava, he always bless him, always respect him. He is nice Vaishnava. He is always serving the Vaishnava. But the main reason is money is coming from his elder brother. He he has no money. He is like a brahmachari. He has no money. His elder brother is sending money or he is using for Vaishnavas. Then after 5 years, the elder brother came back. And after coming back and asking his brother, now I need money, I want to make a nice house, nice car, I need to purchase. Then, where is my money? Give me the money. Then he said, I use that money to the serving the Vaishnavas. Because if I keep in the money, keep in the bank, then I will get 7%. But if I serve the Vaishnava, I will get 1000%. Then he said, okay, 1000% you are getting interest, give me the money back. Where is the money? He don't have money. He is thinking what to do. Well, it is. Well, I heard from the saintly person, Bhagavad reciter, he speak like that. In this way, he said, then will say, okay, you will get. I think so. Krishna will serve. Krishna will give the money. He has faith to Krishna. Then he said, no, I need money now. I need to purchase house, I need to purchase car, like this. Then in that time, what happened? Then one country, one kingdom, there is another kingdom, there is no rain, no crops is growing, the people are dying without food, and the minister, the king called all the astrologers, why is happening like, why not rain, why not crops is growing in my country? Then astrologer said, Maharaj, you don't have any pious activities, you finished your pious activities. If you purchase some pious activities, who is a pious man, you can say, purchase some pious activities, then you will get, your kingdom will run nicely now. Rain will come, then all the crops will grow. Then that king announced, who want to purchase the whole kingdom, he announced, who want to sell his pious activities. I want to purchase pious activities. Then what happened? That he heard that the devotee, he heard that some king want to purchase pious activities. And he said, oh, we did lot of pious activities. We can sell something. Then I can get my money back from the king. Then he told his elder brother, brother, no, this king want to purchase pious activities. I saw many Vaishnava that I did many pious activities. I can sell something, then I can get money back. Then okay. Then next day they are ready to go to the kingdom, the king's palace. And this will take time, one day, 12 hours. Then he took morning time. They took prasadam nicely. And for the noon time, evening time, they will rest in the king's palace and they will get food in the king's palace. In the meantime, for noon time, he packed his lunch. That for two brothers, they packed their lunch and they start going. Then when the noon time comes, they are ready to take their lunch. Immediately one beggar came. He 3-4 days he didn't eat anything. He's so looking dirty and so is like in a starvation. Without food is like die. And he's saying, I am so hungry, I didn't get any food 3-4 days. Can you give some food? Can you give some food? Then a younger brother said, his devotee brother said, that elder brother, the brother, we can give our food to these people. If we don't eat the noontime lunch, then we will not die. In morning time we eat. If noontime we didn't eat, then we will not die. Evening we will reach there in the king's palace, we will get prasadam, we will get food. Then his elder brother, he is not devotee. He didn't know, I don't want to give my food. I am hungry. I want to take my food. Then younger brother said, because he is the devotee, he is soft-hearted. And he said, if I give my share to him, you have no objection? Okay, whatever you do, your portion you can give, your part. He can give it to him. Then he did elder brother's portion, elder brother eat, and his portion he has given to that hungry man. And hungry man was so satisfied. After a few days, he is eating nice, delicious prasadam. And he is very satisfied, he blessed him. Oh, then Krishna will give 1,000 times to you. He also blessed. Well, Krishna is testing how much pious activity is. Then, otherwise, how lunch time then and beggar coming in the, when they are going to take their lunch, that time that beggar coming. Then this Krishna is testing, that always testing is like that in the certain moment. Then, after that, they reached, evening time, they reached in the king's palace and they spoke with king, I want to sell some pious activities. Then how much he will sell, how much pious activities he want to sell, how much money he have to pay, king have to pay. Then he called astrologer. You can count how much pious activities he has, pious activities he done. Then we can take his pious activities. We can pay some golden coin then. Then 3-4 astrologers sat down and they're calculating how much pious activities he has. And when they are calculating, they cannot count how much pious activities he had. How much? Then they said, Maharaj, he has lot of pious activities. But if you want to give whole kingdom to them, then you cannot pay their, you cannot possess their pious activities. Actually, they are not doing pious activities. They are doing devotional service. Devotional service, by doing devotional service, one will go back home, back to Godhead. He will get property in spiritual world, not material property. By punya karma, by pious activities, you will go to heavenly planets. The material activities, the punya karma, that you will go to heavenly planet, you will get nice wealth and material wealth, you will enjoy there. But by serving the devotee, by serving the Lord, you will go, you will reach the spiritual world, not material world. But he didn't did any pious activities. Actually, he did devotional service. He is serving the devotee. You cannot purchase the devotional service. But pious activities you can purchase. For devotional, you cannot purchase. You cannot give the price. Then astrologer said, Maharaj, on the way to coming you, how much pious activities this small boy, the small brother did, you can purchase this much pious activities you can do. Pious activities means you are opening an hospital. Pious activities, you are opening on a school. You are a hungry man, you are giving food. The clothing, those who don't have clothes, you are offering clothes, you are giving clothes. This is pious activities. If there is somebody suffering in disease, you are giving some medicine. This is pious activities. But devotional service is not pious activities. Devotional service is devotional service. By serving the devotee, not pious activities. Then, whatever, astrologer said, how much he did pious activities on the way to come here, that much you can purchase. Then the king, that much you cannot purchase because he pious activity, he did lot of pious activity. With three, four days on hungry man, he should leave his body without food. But that man, he feed nicely and treat nicely. He did lot of pious activities. You can purchase this much. Then the king was pleased and gave the thousand and thousand the golden coin to him, purchase that. And whatever discussing the astrologer and the king, two brothers are listening. And elder brother is thinking, how much my brother did pious activities? On the way I eat my portion, I have eaten my portion, but his portion he has given to the hungry man. This, for this purpose, the king is giving 5,000 golden coin. Like, then how much my brother did she fed so many Vaishnavas, so many devotees he feeding every day. How much? Then he's thinking, and he's sometimes bewildered. What? Actually, by imagining how much pious activities he did, my brother. But only on the way, 5,000 he got golden coin, and whole life. Then how much he has, my brother? Then when he got 5,000 golden coin, and after taking, then he changed his mind. His mind was changed. The elder brother's mind was changed. Then he said, "My dear brother, okay, you did nice work. Then this golden coin you can use for serving the devotees." And he also became the devotee of God. And when the discussed that he fed whole life, many years he is feeding all the Vaishnavas, serving the Vaishnavas, by this much he will go to, he will get the opulence of a spiritual world. He will get opulence in a spiritual world, not material world. Material world, opulence, he cannot purchase his activities, pious activities. Then he said, okay, then the two brothers, they all became devotees, the elder brothers also became devotees, and every day they use that money for serving the devotee, making temple. Then become, they all are become Vaishnavas. But this is the profit of the serving the devotee. Just like if you yajna dana, what is the verse? Yajna dana tapa karma no kajyam kajya evatat. Yajna dana tapa karma pavanani manishinam. Yajna for five sacrifice, dan charity, tapo austerity, karma pious activity. This is, one should not leave this one. One should always do pious sacrifice, charity, give charity, and austerity. Must do. Yajna dana tapa cheva pavanani manishinam. Yajna dana tapa karma no kajyam eva tat no tajyam eva. This some word is missing.
Karma tyagam eva tat
no kajya karma. Yajna dana tapa karma
no
kajam tajam evatat yajna dana tapa cheva pavanani manishinam. One word is little mistake. That is not coming from one. But it is purifying ourselves. If somebody performs pious sacrifice, gives charity, austerity, pious activities, by doing this, so then he becomes purified. He is eligible to go back home, back to a spiritual world. That's why, just like if you give some charity, then three types of charity: sattvic, mode of passion, mode of ignorance, and mode of goodness. So if you do mode of goodness charity, then it's okay. You'll go to upper planet. If you do mode of charity of mode of ignorance passion, then mode of passion, then you'll remain in this material world. And mode of ignorance, you'll to go to hell. Just like if you give some charity to the labor classes, some rickshaw wala, thala wala, what they will do? If they are earning money 100 rupiah, 1,000 rupiah per day, then you are giving the 1 million rupiah to charity to him, and he will purchase some meat, some wine, and he will enjoy in the house, because they have got lot of money. And you are giving charity free. And their nature, the workers men, so their nature is to take wine, meat, they enjoy life. Then by giving charity, you will go to hell. Why? You are supporting to kill the animal, you are taking wine, and taking meat, fish, egg, then you are, because you are supplying money and he is enjoying, then he will go to hell, and you are supplying money, then you will also go to hell. But if you give some charity to devotees, what devotee will do? They'll parcel some flower, they'll parcel some fruits, they'll offer to Krishna, they'll make the temple for Krishna. Then what will happen? He will go, the devotee will go to a spiritual world, and by supporting, you are supporting money, then you will go to a spiritual world. But by supporting money. But if you go to, if you give charity to that some temple, the temple authority, what will do? Make temple, bring some deity paraphernalia, bring some fruits for deity, bring some clothes for deity, bring for everything for deity. Maintain deity. And everything is offered to deity and distribute prasadam to the people, people in general. It benefit for all. That's why always we should perform the sattvic charity. We should offer to temple or Lord's devotees, not to lower class people. One person is asking question, then if some bigger person, we can give some charity or not? Hey, Krishna Jivan, Hari Bol, no cry. One devotee is asking question that what to do if some beggar want to some charity, some money, then what, we will not give. Every people gives, if some, you see in the street some beggar, every people is giving some money, 1, 2 rupees, 5 rupees, 10 rupees, right? We will not give. I tell, okay, if you give and if he misuse, then you will suffer. But if you can give some prasadam, if it is some prasadam, you give to him, hungry man, hungry man. If you give some cloth, then it's okay. But if you give money, if he misuse, if he don't have some nice cloth, you can purchase some cloth and give to him. And if you give some prasadam, he'll be happy. No need to give money. If you give money, if he drinks something, if you wine or some meat, then he will suffer that money. Then another person asking one question. If somebody is poor man, he wants to perform marriage ceremony for his daughter, he is asking money. Shall I give or not? For her daughter, since he has missed marriage ceremony, he cannot manage money for marriage ceremony for his daughter, marriage ceremony. It is mentioned in the scripture, if some marriage ceremony for daughter, you can support in the scripture. Then I reply, okay, you can, if you give money and this is not devotee, they'll bring some goat and some cart, then a lot of money. Then they'll do some self-food activities and you will suffer. Better, you can, how many people they'll invite, then you can make sweet rice or some preparation, you can send food for them, that is nice. And when they'll take delicious food, they'll become sinless by eating prasadam. You are supporting. But you are rich man, you have to support some things. But in this way you can support. But if you give money, if they misuse, then you will suffer. That's why always serve the devotee. And if you serve the other person, you have to see how the sattvic mode of goodness or mode of passion or mode of ignorance, how I will serve. And you have to think it. That means when I am expending my money, I should think, then it is utilized properly, is Krishna service or Krishna devotee service, then it's okay. Otherwise, it will bound from the pap karma and the sinful activities, karma fall, fruitive activities, then we will go to hell. That's why always try to serve the Lord and Lord's devotee. This is the way to go back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That's why everybody gives charity to sannyasi. Why sannyasi? Because he don't have any family member, he cannot. Sannyasi he'll use for Krishna. when giving to Guru Maharaj, what Guru Maharaj is doing, what other sannyasis is doing. He don't have any preliminary relationship, he don't have any other wife, family, other, nobody is there. Only his disciple. He can serve the disciple, he's under the temple, he can become devotee, he'll preach the Prabhupada books, like this. That's why everybody gives charity to sannyasis. By giving charity, this is beneficial for all the grihasthas. But tan, man, dhan, three ways. You should use yourself, your body, always Krishna's service. You cannot. You are family member, you are earning money, working outside. You cannot give time to work in Krishna's service. Then you think, you give some plan. By mind you give some plan. To this way you should serve like this. You can help the devotee by words. Otherwise you cannot. Then you can, if you have money, then you can give the money to the devotees, to the temple. Then you are all the beneficial, all the benefit you will get. In this way we can serve. Tan, man, dhan. Tan means body, man means mind, dhan, tan, man, dhan. Dhan means wealth. Three way we can serve that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.